Find Rad Radio on Facebook at radradio.com and at Rad Radio Insta, and maybe even become a member at members.radradio.com. Why? Because Rob's an asshole and wants your money. And now, back to Rob, Anybody, and Dawn.
We got this email, rad@radradio.com. It's from Tony.
Hi, Tony.
She's writing about a show she saw. She's a prize winner of ours. So I'm going to start with Brando. For some reason, I have this thing in the back of my old man brain that you've made a comment. Do you have an opinion, good or bad, recorded versus live of the band Chevelle?
Yes, I do have an opinion.
A very strong opinion.
I'd say it's strong. It's strong enough for me to go, I won't go see them live because I prefer to see that, listen to them on their CD because it doesn't live up to the studio recordings.
Is this an educated opinion? Have you seen them live?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Okay. But my only time seeing them live was in a festival setting. And I don't always hold that against bands and festivals because they don't get the advantage of having the fine tuning and the honing in of the sound techs, getting them all set up and the lighting and all, you know. They're going through like a circus. They're band after band after band, so they're setting up, getting in there real quick. Their sets are shortened.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about their shorts.
So they're just not as good live in that setting. I would love to try them out at a theater like a Grand Sierra Resort or something, just to see how different their show could be.
But you do like their music.
I do like their music, but I don't think, even with the theater setting, because there's only three guys, it takes a lot of talent to pull off the sound that they have with just the three guys without a bunch of studio effects.
Kyle, do you have a Chevelle opinion one way or the other?
I love Chevelle. The song The Red was my ringtone for the longest time. But Brandon does make a good point. In the festival settings, it is not the best. I don't know exactly why. It's just their stage presence isn't as cool. Maybe I'm dampered from seeing Kiss as my first concert, so quite lives up to that. They know there's no fireworks or blood drooling everywhere.
But you don't have the comparison of them in a non-festival setting, right?
That is true. I have yet to see them up close as their own headliner.
Because that's what Tony's writing about. She says, I want to say thank you for an amazing show. I won tickets. I saw the Chevelle show earlier this week at the Grand Sierra Resort.
Ooh, nice.
I'm a rocker at heart. I've always lived in the 80s, 90s, and early aughts when it comes to bands, and Chevelle played it like it was 2003 again.
Wow.
My favorite part was standing next to a mom and her 12-ish-year-old daughter, and that girl rocked harder than everyone else around.
Aww.
Nice.
I was jealous, as I've tried to, for 15 years, to brainwash my own daughter to love my music. But she is stubborn, and she will not be swayed. I maintain hope that one of her younger brothers will become my concert buddy, although the jury is still out.
Little kids singing Send the Pain Below.
Yes.
So has that mom...
On a weeknight.
Has that mom tried this trick? Have one of your friends or someone you know your daughter likes that's an adult talk about Chevelle and how great Chevelle is, and then all of a sudden your daughter likes Chevelle because someone else said it, not you,
right,
mom.
Right, exactly. But does that work? Now, does that work with parents, though? Or adults, rather?
So I know in my lifetime, and it makes me so sad at certain points. Oh, absolutely. Throughout my life with the different nieces and goddaughters, specifically to girls here with their moms. Yeah, my friends or sisters-in-laws, they can say, let's just use clothing that as an example, because this has happened a million times throughout these years with all each individually. They will hate something their mother bought them. It's the ugliest thing ever. She doesn't know what she's doing. It's from them and it's dumb. I'll come over and go, oh my God, that shirt is so cute, because I'll see it lying somewhere, hanging somewhere, and now they like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because someone else that they like said it. And it doesn't have to be me. My friends have given me examples of other adults in their kids' teenage girls' life who now it's the greatest thing, although I've been saying it for years, they'll say, but they won't listen to the mom.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, that's an old yarn, like with significant others, right? You tell your significant other something over and over again, then any other person says it, and they finally believe it or do it.
It's a kid world,
But since I don't hang out with kids, I didn't know if it worked with adults or if you had to bribe a kid her age to say something was cool.
Now, the letter writer wants her kid to like all of her music and stuff. Yes. Just be careful what you wish for, because it could go the other way, where your kid might actually be desperately trying to get your affection and attention and gets into all the stuff that you're into, like maybe playing the same instrument in high school, maybe trying to listen to all the same bands, maybe playing the same instrument in another band, maybe trying to take interest in fishing, but it just never really takes hold.
Sounds very personal, familiar, and specific.
The best things in life are free.
Oh my God.
still coming down off the meds? You pay some
bills and fees. Don't get me started. That's what I want with Rose. Your best guess and estimate the calculation in rough shore of change with rough change. What I want with rough change. What I want with rough change.
Caller 18 to win Rob's change. Hello, Shannon. Shannon, you there?
Shannon.
Hello?
Hold on. Okay. Why is this out of program? Why is this button out of program?
Oh, that could have been Kyle's fault.
Hello.
Hi, Shannon. No, you're right. Ultimately, you're right. No. Hold on. Ultimately, Dawn's right. It's a button I would never look at. Why would the program light button on the phone pot be turned off?
That's a good question, and I will give the proper lashing.
But Dawn's right. I didn't look at all of the red lights.
I mean, ultimately, he's the one using it.
That is true.
I was touching the buttons on the board yesterday, and I had to call Brandon because I was having technical difficulties, and that was my fault. I am so sorry.
Oh, thank you. Ultimately, it's my fault, but thank you for taking ownership. Mm-hmm. Shannon, we all apologize to you. You poor thing. You're sitting there saying, hello, 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 and we can't hear you. We can now hear you exist. We have had five guesses and five clues. If you can give us the right answer, you're going to win that amount of money. What is your guess?
$213.53.
$213.53. That abides by clue number one. That abides by clue number two. And it abides by clue number three. $213.53.
You lose.
Oh, man.
Is, however, incorrect. Because it is still too high. $213.53 is too high of a guess. The correct answer is lower than $213.53. We will play Win Rob's Change again at 9:30 this morning.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.